fairly detailed. They provide information on income, not amounts, but sources. They're really conflict of interest in situations is what most of these you can consider a personal financial disclosure statement. It's a situation dealing with conflicts. They would provide information on employment. If you're a sole proprietorship, those that you would have in their addresses, general partnerships, if they were in partnerships or joint ventures, limited partnerships, public traded corporation and limited partnerships, name of those that you would have an interest, miscellaneous income that you would receive from other than employment, you know, retirement funds, so forth, real property that you own in Missouri other than your personal residence and having a fair market value of $10,000 or more, stocks and bonds and other holdings that you have a value of $10,000 or more, and corporations in which you sit as a director, officer, or receiver, not-for-profit corporations where you don't receive any pay but are an officer in those organizations, gifts and honoraria over $200 that you would receive, lodging and travel that is paid by a third person incurred outside Missouri, whether it's a gift or in relation to duties of office, trust assets, relatives who are employed by the state of Missouri, a political subdivision or special district, and then the one that was added a couple of years ago was the committees that that you would receive income from that are campaign committees, political committees, or so forth. And that was, as you remember, was the what is considered the Jet and Rule.